previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM with Sam Fault and Kesha. It is called Stronger Breakfast with Wayne Hart and Charlie T on a Friday. Phil, good Friday. Now, for the month of April, we'll be catching up with various industries around South Africa to try and get a feeling of where they are after a year of COVID-19. Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Last week, we caught up with the restaurant industry, and this week, we catch up with the automobile industry as well. And on the line, we are joined by Mark Domessa. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Morning, Wayne. Morning, Charlie. How are you doing today?
We are morning. Well, thank you. Mark, you are the national chairperson for the NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association in South Africa. You just want to give us some background in terms of what NADA is.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here today, and good morning to the listeners. NADA is the National Automobile Dealers Association. So we are the association that represents mostly franchise dealers in South Africa. So there are 1,100 franchise dealers around the country. In other words, franchises need cars, and that could be passenger cars, commercial vehicles, and even heavy commercials like trucks. And we represent the industry with industry issues. And are the voice of the industry as well. And we deal with things on an industry level, whether it's legislative or punitive or whatever it is that we represent the industry to make sure that the industry is obviously taken care of as a voice. So, for instance, last year in hard lockdown, NADA was instrumental in getting dealerships back open again a little bit earlier than it would have been probably with good liaisons with the government and the Department of Trade and Industry. And that led us to be open really by the 16th of May last year, which was critical because I think another couple of weeks, I think the industry would have been in a lot of trouble. So those are typically the things that we do and what we represent.
Mark, just some background. It's been over a year. You did touch on it slightly now. It's been over a year since the start of our hard lockdown. What effect has this pandemic had on the automobile industry and the dealers around South Africa?
Yeah, it's such an interesting question, Matt. I think we all see our Facebook memories coming up of this time last year. And it's just shocking and just so crazy to see how we were stuck in our homes. We couldn't go anywhere. All of our businesses had to close. Media, like you guys, could go to work. But a lot of us just had to sort of go home and just stress about the future. I mean, I was thinking the rand was at 19 rand to the dollar. This morning, it's 14 rand 19.
Crazy.
We had to close all of our businesses. So to give you an idea, during the lockdown period, we closed early in about 26th of March. April totally closed, and we eventually managed to, with the blessings of the DTI, open up in about the 16th of May. And as a result of that, I think about 80,000 to 100,000 less motor cars got sold in South Africa last year than ordinary would have. So those are, that's a significant amount of cars not being sold to the dealer channel, income not coming in, manufacturers not getting those cars sold. A big thing in the Eastern Cape, obviously, you guys, we have a huge amount of factories there. It's just affected all of us so badly. And I think it was just, it was just a really bad time of just not knowing the future. Fast forward now, however, the industry has really, really come together and I think worked exceptionally well as government and worked really well together. And there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. We had, so in March, we had the biggest sales month in the industry in over sort of 18 months. So even pre-lockdown January, February last year, the March sales this month were slightly more than that, which is very, very encouraging, to see.
Yeah. I mean, now that you've touched on the figures, the South African new vehicle sales increased by almost 32% in March this year compared to the same period last year, which is encouraging. And then to look at April, which was, you said you had to just completely shut down, a shocking figure of only 574 vehicles sold in April last year.
Yeah, that was just really the odd emergency vehicle that needed, for the sort of security or transport industry, et cetera, that needed to sort of keep things going on in the background. But yeah, it was devastating. March, obviously, we closed a bit earlier as well. It's quite difficult to compare. But this year, the industry is forecasting about 428,000 vehicle sales for the year. So if you analyze March, you're looking quite good. However, January and February were a little bit subdued. We were still in semi-knockdown or semi-lockdown or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I think the market was very cautious then. You know, everyone's coming out of December. The beaches are all closed. We didn't know the alcohol ban was still there. The restaurant industries were struggling. So I think March has really been a representation of a little bit of delayed purchases. And I think the consumer confidence coming back again, which is just so important. You know, I think the motor industry just does sort of drive the economy. And when you see a nice number like we did in March, I think we're all very encouraged and there's quite a lot of hope.
Well, I like that word, hope. There is hope. And just to summarize what we've been chatting about, and we're going to be catching up with various industries during the course of the month, the industries that have been hit the hardest as a result of the lockdown, you pretty much saying that it looks like it's going to be a good year for the Automobile Association.
Yeah, with everything in place, you know, let's just take a pinch of salt with it. But I don't think anyone would have predicted as good a month as March. So let's try to be a bit more positive and let's say, come on, guys, let's do it. We're in for so many challenges this year. But you know, if we can just keep the economy going and stay positive, let's have a positive year this year. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. That's
good
what
news.
We want
good
to
news.
Hear. Mark, who is the national chairperson for NADA, thank you for joining us on I'll Go FM Breakfast this morning. You have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, all the listeners.
Good luck. Mark.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.